Welcome back, John Bishop, Matt Foster with you here as, wow, we got to get used to this. It's so much brighter out there now than it usually is at this time of day. And now I'm going to have the sun in my face as I drive home.
Daylight saving time. It's the worst.
I'm going to
get rid of it.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting week for yours truly because long flight, early flight tomorrow.
Different time zones. Always fun.
Different time zones. I'm going to be lost.
Late nights.
I'm going to be lost. Well, yesterday, Darren DeVries, Drake, won Arch Madness. Great game yesterday. A lot of fun to watch. As Drake had an 18-point lead, and then it was pretty much gone in like
it was
3 minutes.
Yeah, it was gone.
It was gone in 3 minutes. And then, you know, Tucker DeVries hit a couple of shots, got a couple of stops. They end up winning. What I did not realize before that was that it was a pretty emotional day for the DeVries family. Because, and if you recall, Darren DeVries, former assistant at Creighton, Tucker, went through Creighton basketball camps here. So they are people of Omaha, but originally from Iowa. But Tucker's cousin, Easton, who was the son of Jared, the former Iowa legend, Iowa football legend, former Detroit Lion, passed away last July. And this tournament, we talked about it a little bit earlier with Mitt Sherman, how these tournaments, especially the ones that are always in the same location, just have that special draw. For the DeVries family, the Valley Tournament, Arch Madness, is that draw. Because D-Rock played there at Northern Iowa, coached there with Creighton, now coaching there with Drake. So this was a family affair. And this was the first Arch Madness where Easton was not there. Tucker's cousin. So it was a very emotional moment yesterday.
Which makes more sense when you go back and watch how emotional Tucker was after the final horn. Because he was hugging one of his teammates. And, you know, for someone who's already won that tournament, it seemed...
It just seemed
not
different.
Not strange, but where was all that emotion coming from? But that the backstory makes it make complete sense.
Really good story from... Pat Forty on that yesterday. But now the question is, what about Indiana State? The team that won the league.
Sycamores.
The team that won the league, racked up all these wins. Here was their head coach, Josh Schertz, yesterday after the game, making his case, as all of these coaches have to do now, for a conclusion in the tournament.
28 wins, outright regular season champions of the ninth-ranked, league in the country. Played every one of our quad one games away from home. I think, you know, we've proven this tournament, you know, we're good enough to be in the NCAA tournament. And I know, you know, everybody, it's, to me, and I know things are getting skewed towards, you know, basically just kind of like, you know, the Power Fives and the, you know, the Autonomous Six or whatever, but that's, you know, that's the romanticism of the tournament, right? It's been, you know, the mid-majors and the high majors competing, and that's what March Madness is not, you know, one Power Five upsetting another Power Five. And March Madness has always been, you know, the in basketball, the underdogs having a chance to make a run, the mid-majors. You know, it doesn't exist in football. It's just not wired that way. But in basketball, you know, that's the, you know, that's what makes the NCAA tournament special, is that opportunity. And we've, you know, our resume, I think we're 26 in the net coming into today. I think we'll be a top 30 net team walking out of here somewhere around 28, I bet. All our metrics line up. You know, it'd be a shame to, you know, to do that and then, you know, put in somebody who's, you know, 18 and 15.
Maybe taking a shot at Villanova there at the very end. Big Bart Tree Hugger Times, Nick. You'll appreciate this.
I like trees.
The Sycamores are a tree. It's a very famous tree in Indiana. But I looked at some comparative resumes. Now, right now, Bart has Indiana State in the tournament as an 11 seed. That could change. But he still has them in. I compared them to four other schools who are around them in the rankings. Mississippi State, Pitt, Virginia, and Villanova. Indiana State's got the best net ranking. They're 29th. Road record. They got the most wins, 9-4. Now you say, oh, but it was in the Valley. Fine, but they still won nine games on the road. Here's the interesting one, the non-conference strength of schedule. Now, you heard Josh Schertz talk a moment ago, hey, we played Alabama, we played Michigan State, and they did. They lost both those games, but they went on the road and they played both those games.
And those are tough places to play.
Lost to Alabama by 22, lost at Michigan State by only 8. But those are, you know, way back in November, December. Just like a lot of other schools of Indiana State's ilk, no one wanted to play them.
No, and that's always the tough part.
No one wanted to play them. So they did what they could scheduling-wise. But their non-conference strength of schedule is still better than Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on par with Virginia. Only Villanova has a stronger non-conference strength of schedule. Now, here's where it's going to bite them, the Q1, Q2 games. They've only played 10 Q1 or Q2 games. They're 5-5. Everybody else has played 15, 16, mm-hmm. 17. Hell, Villanova's played 20 of those games. But you could certainly make a case if you want to look at this and just say, hey, this is a team that won 28 games this year.
That's a lot of wins. In a good conference.
In a good conference. Josh Schertz pointed out they were the ninth best conference in the
country. But it's a good basketball conference.
And in a year where, and I don't have any Big Ten teams on this list, but in a year where the Big Ten maybe wasn't as good, could you see them getting in over in Iowa? Could you see them getting in? Of course you could.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? And
the ACC wasn't that good.
The ACC was not that good. There was talk at one point the ACC only might get 3 teams in, which sounds ridiculous on its face. Right now, Bart's only got 4 ACC teams in the field. And I've got 2 of them here on this list, Pitt and Virginia.
Really? He's got Pitt in?
He's got Pitt out. I'm just saying on this list that I'm showing, they're out. But Virginia's in right now.
I don't think Virginia should be in. I've looked at their schedule and their wins and
nothing to write home about.
I'd rather see the Sycamores.
I would too.
In a play-in game?
Absolutely.
Send them to Dayton.
Absolutely.
Load up the buses.
Drive them on. It's not that far.
We're heading to Dayton.
Why not?
Terre Haute, right?
Yeah, Terre Haute to...
Can't be that far?
That would be... I don't...
What side of the state is...
I don't remember. Where is Dayton in Ohio? Do you know, Nick?
Why am I asking you?
You wouldn't know.
I've never wanted to go to Ohio.
But that's a question.
It's in Western Ohio, so it's not that far away.
Sure. That's a question that gets posed a lot of times with bubble teams. Would you rather see the 7th place team in the ACC or the team who won the Missouri Valley regular season title?
Mm-hmm.
You know? That question, and that's, you know, gets asked for various teams every season.
Yeah.
Like, is this 8th place team, because they play in a tougher conference, are they more deserving of this team who still plays in a good conference and won their conference?
The other thing about it is, with Indiana State, you get Robbie Avila. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he's a fun watch.
Derry Bird.
He's a fun watch. I'll give him that.
Gary Bird is good.
Yeah, Gary Bird's all right. All right, it's the happy hour coming up next.
Oh.
Coming up in the happy hour, Trev Alberts is backing his head coach, which normally I would be all for. But on this idea, not so much. And we're going to talk to Jeff Vanderloo of Creighton. And we're going to have What You Say, or it used to be called What You Say. Now,
wow,
it's
you forgot
content.
The name of our own. You were gone for what, 3 days?
I was gone for 1 day.
Not even.
Philly changes a man.
It does. Philly does change a man. I had a good cheesesteak, though.
Mm. Were you throwing batteries at people while you were there?
No. No, I don't throw batteries at people. I don't throw batteries at people. Be back after this. Happy hour coming up on 1620 The Zone. John Bishop here for GoodGuysSaveLives.com. Remember that website, friends, because if you have not checked your donor and tissue donation box on the back of your driver's, your hunting, or your fishing license, then you can make up for that by going to GoodGuysSaveLives.com and find out how you can become an organ and tissue donor. I know there are some hesitation with organ and tissue donation. Hey, how's this going to affect my family? Is it going to cost them anything? You don't have to worry about it. There's no cost ever to you or your family when you make an organ and tissue donation. Also, traditional funeral practices are still possible following a donation. So sure, it's easy to look and say, well, it's not going to affect me. I'm going to be gone anyway. But you are looking out for your family. And by being a donor, Not only are you looking out for your family, you're looking out for so many others. Do you know that the average healthy donation can save up to 8 lives with an organ donation? And with tissue donation, you can help with bone grafts, skin grafts, corneas to help restore sight to those who have lost theirs. You can do so much good, and all it takes is one visit to goodguyssavelives.com. Learn more about organ donation today and see how you can save up to 8 lives at goodguyssavelives.com.